This evening, I would like to share with you the sermon, Our Brother's Keeper.
今晚同大家分享嘅题目系弟兄嘅守望者。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 4, verse 9.
我哋请睇创世记第四章第九节。
Genesis chapter 4, verse 9.
创世记第四章第九节。第四章第九节，九节。耶和华对该隐说：你弟兄阿伯在哪里？他说：我不知道，我岂是看守我兄弟的吗？
Adam and Eve had two sons called Cain and Abel.
亚当同埋夏娃有两个儿子，一个叫该隐，一个叫阿伯。
Cain was a farmer.
该隐系做农夫嘅。
His younger brother Abel was a shepherd.
佢嘅兄弟阿伯系一个牧人。
And both brothers offered sacrifices to God.
他两兄弟都有向神嚟献祭。
Abel's offering was pleasing to God.
亚伯嘅献祭得到神嘅悦纳。
However, Cain's offering was not acceptable.
但系该隐嘅献祭得唔到神嘅接纳。
So Cain was angry at God.
所以该隐向神嚟到去发怒。
And out of jealousy, Cain killed his brother.
所以出于妒忌，该隐将佢嘅兄弟杀咗。
Later, God approached Cain with a question that God already knew the answer to.
然后神向该隐问咗一个佢已经知道答案嘅问题。
He asked Cain, "Where is your brother Abel?"
佢问你嘅兄弟亚伯喺边度咧？
Maybe God was giving Cain a chance to confess to what he had done.
可能神俾该隐一个机会，让佢可以承认佢所做错嘅嘢。
However, Cain replied that he did not know.
但是该人他答我不知道。
And he asked, "Am I my brother's keeper?"
他还问他还说我岂是看守我兄弟的么？
Cain knew what had happened to Abel.
该人他明明知道该人阿伯发生什么事。
And instead of admitting to his sin, he gave a disrespectful answer.
他不单止没有去承认自己错误，还给了一个很无礼的回答。
His response to God showed his lack of concern and care for his brother.
他向神这样回答，显示到他对他的兄弟缺乏关怀。
And he did not feel responsible for his own brother.
而且他不会为他的兄弟作出任何觉得有责任。
Now, what if we were asked this question?
那我们怎样回应这条问题呢？
Are we our brother's keeper?
我们有没有守望我们的兄弟呢？
Are we responsible for our brothers?
我们有没有对我们的兄弟来到负责任呢？
This question needs to be answered because it deals with our basic relationships as Christians.
这条问题需要去回答，因为我们这个关乎到我们作为基督徒的基本的关系。
And this evening, I would like to apply this question to our spiritual family in the church.
今晚我想用这条问题来到去应用在我们属灵的家庭里面，就是教会。
So do we have a responsibility to care for one another?
那我们有没有责任去关怀，互相关怀呢？
I think we all know that we are supposed to be responsible.
我相信大家都认为这个我们是有责任的。
However, in practice,We often fail to meet this basic duty as a Christian.
但是在现实上，我们成日都做不到这个基督徒基本的责任。
So let us think about this question.
所以我们来想想这条问题。
Let us ask ourselves if we care for one another as God expects us to.
我们问下自己，我们有没有去互相关怀，好像神向我们要求的呢？
So let us first discuss why we should be our brother's keeper.
所以先来讨论为什么我们要去作为兄弟的守望者。
We should be responsible for our church brothers and sisters because we are a family in the Lord.
我们要对我们弟兄姊妹有责任，因为在主里面是一家。
Jesus used the family as a model for the relationship that Christians were to have with one another.
主耶稣用家庭来到去形容到我们在教会弟兄姊妹应有的关系。
Let us turn to Matthew.
我们看马太福音。
Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音十二章。
Verses 46 to 50.
46节到50节。
Matthew chapter 12 verses 46 to 50.
馬太福音十二章四十六節到五十節。馬太福音十二章第46節。耶穌還對眾人說話的時候，不料他母親和他弟兄站在外邊，要與他說話。47節。人告訴他說：看啊，你母親和你弟兄站在外邊，要與你說話。他卻回答那人說：誰是我的母親？誰是我的弟兄？就伸手指著門徒說：看啊，我的母親，我的弟兄。50節。凡遵行我天父旨意的人，就是我的弟兄、姊妹和母親了。
And here Jesus makes it clear that he thought of his disciples as his brothers.
这里主耶稣很清楚讲到话他看他的门徒作为兄弟。
They meant just as much to him as members of his own family.
主耶稣看他的门徒就好像他家庭成员那么重要。
The words brother, sister, father and mother are used throughout the New Testament.
兄弟、姊妹、父親、母親這些字常常在新約裡出現。
So these words are used to describe how closely we are linked together.
這些字要形容我們互相緊密的關係。
And how we should act towards one another.
還有我們應該是怎樣去這裡去互相對待。
Let us turn to Ephesians.
我們看以弗所書。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19.
以弗所書第二章十九節。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19。
以弗所書第二章十九節。以弗所書第二章十九節。這樣你們不再作外人和客旅，是與聖徒同國，是神界裡的人了。
Paul calls the church God's household。
這裡保羅他講到教會就是神的家。
In other words,believers are members of God's family.
換句話來說，信徒就是在家，神的家裡面的成員。
And being family members,
作為家裡面的成員，
our relationships with one another should therefore include mutual love and support.
所以我們互相的關係就是要包括我們要彼此相愛和互相來支持。
Secondly, we should be responsible for our church brothers and sisters because the Bible tells us to.
第二點，我哋點解要去為我哋弟兄姊妹嚟負責任？因為聖經咁樣話俾我哋聽。
And this responsibility was commanded by Jesus.
而呢個責任係主耶穌嚟到去命令嘅。
Let us turn to John.
我睇約翰福音。
John chapter 13, verses 34 to 35.
约翰福音十三章第34節到35節。
John chapter 13 verses 34 to 35。
约翰福音十三章34節到35節，34節。我赐给你们一条生命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
In the Old Testament.
在舊約，
the commandment of loving others as much as we love ourselves was already established.
愛人如己已經在舊約那裡已經建立了。
We can turn to Leviticus.
是可以看生命記。
Leviticus chapter 19 verse 18。
生命記十九章十八節。利未記，對住，利未記十九章十八節。
Leviticus chapter 19 verse 18。
利未記十九章十八節。利未記十九章十八節，不可報仇，也不可埋怨你本國的子民，卻要愛人如己。我是耶和華。
However, to love others as much as Jesus loved us was new.
但係要。彼此相愛，好像主耶穌愛我們一樣，這條命令是新的。
We know that Jesus loved us enough to die for us.
我們知道主耶穌愛我們，甚至肯為我們犧牲。
So now we are to love others based on this sacrificial love for us.
所以我們也都要建立我們的愛在主耶穌這種犧牲的愛上面。
This love is more than just a feeling.
這種愛是 大過於呢啲嘅感覺。
It must reveal itself in action.
而係要去顯示喺我哋行動上面。
And allowing our love for our brother to be seen by others is a great way for us to glorify God.
如果我哋嘅愛對弟兄嘅愛可以俾人知道嘅話，呢個係一個好嘅方法去到榮耀神。
That is why Jesus said in John chapter 13 verse 35.
呢個就係點解記載喺約翰福音嘅十三章三十五節嗰度。
He said that all men will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
所以嗰度就記載咗話，你們若有彼此相愛心，眾人就因此認出你們是我的門徒了。
Elder John also mentioned this new commandment.
約翰長老都提及過呢條新嘅戒命。
Let us turn to 1 John.
我睇約翰一書。
Chapter 3.
約翰一書第三章。
1 John chapter 3 verses 11 to 18.
約翰一書第三章十一節到十八節。
1 John chapter 3 verses 11 to 18.
約翰一書第三章十一節到十八節。第十一節。我们应当彼此相爱，这就是你们从起初所听见的命令。不过像该隐，他是属那恶者，杀了他的兄弟。为什么杀了他呢？因自己的行为是恶的，兄弟的行为是善的。十三节。弟兄们，世人若恨你们，不要以为稀奇。我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得是已经出死入生了。没有爱心的，仍住在死中。凡恨他弟兄的，就是殺人的。你們曉得凡殺人的，沒有永生存在他裡面。十六節。主為我們舍命，我們從此就知道何為愛，我們也當為弟兄舍命。十七節。凡有世上財物的，看見弟兄窮乏，若失住憐恤的心，愛神的心怎能存在他裡面呢？十八節。小子们啊，我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
So here John tells us that we should not be like Cain.
呢度约翰长老话俾佢听，我哋唔好好似该隐一样。
Instead, we must love our brothers and sisters because of our love for God.
相反嘅，我哋要好似爱神，因为神爱我哋，我哋要爱我哋嘅弟兄姊妹。
And we must help them in any way that we can.
我哋要帮助我哋弟兄姊妹尽我哋所能。
We may not be able to meet all of their needs.
我哋可能冇办法去满足晒佢哋所要嘅需求。
But God knows what we are able to do.
但主知道我哋可以做啲乜嘢。
And He also knows what we are not able to do.
佢都知道我哋有啲乜嘢系做唔到。
However, to do nothing for our brothers and sisters is not acceptable to God.
但是如果我們任何事都不去做，是對主來說是不能夠接受的。
We now understand why we should be our brother's keeper.
我們現在明白到為什麼我們要來到去守望我們的弟兄。
So how well are we fulfilling this responsibility to one another?
那我們有沒有好好去履行這些的責任呢？
What is involved in being our brother's keeper?
守望我們的弟兄究竟有些什麼要去包含呢？
In other words, how can we show our love for one another?
換句來說，我們怎樣去來到去表達我們互相的彼此相愛呢？
The Bible mentions several different ways to show our love for one another.
聖經裡面記載了我們有幾個方法去表達我們的愛心。
And I have chosen three ways to share with you.
我選了三個方法來跟大家分享。
The first way is to encourage one another.
第一個是來到去互相彼此的鼓勵。
We need to support one another.
我們要互相支持。
We need to pay attention to one another's lives.
我們要互相關懷。
We should not only be preoccupied with our own life.
我們不要只是給自己的生活來去被佔有。
Let us turn to Philippians.
我們看腓立比書。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比書第二章
verses 1 to 4
第一節到第四節。
Philippians chapter 2 verses 1 to 4
腓立比書第二章第一節到第四節。第一節。所以在基督裡，若有什麼勸勉，愛心有什麼安慰，聖靈有什麼交通，心中有什麼慈悲憐憫， 你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。第三节，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要全心谦卑，各人看别人比自己强。第四节，各人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Here Paul stressed for spiritual unity.
呢度保罗佢强调喺属灵嘅要合一。
He was asking the brothers and sisters of Philippi to love one another.
佢要求喺腓立比嘅教会嘅弟兄姊妹嚟到去彼此相爱。
And also to work together with one heart.
而且用一个心嚟一齐工作。
And they were to encourage each other.
而且互相嚟到去勉励。
And Paul wanted them to show interest in each other.
保罗希望佢哋能够去彼此互相关怀。
And not just think about their own problems.
而唔系净系顾自己嘅事。
The early church during the apostolic times had a spiritual unity.
喺使徒时代嘅教会，佢哋有能够灵里边合一。
They were willing to share their possessions with each other because of their love for God.
因为佢哋对神嘅爱，佢哋能够繁密嚟到共用。
Let us turn to Acts.
再睇使徒行传。
Chapter 4.
第四章。
Acts chapter 4 verses 32-35.
使徒行传第四章32-35.
Acts chapter 4 verses 32-35.
使徒行传第四章32-35，三十二节。那许多信的人都是一心一意的，没有一人说他的东西有一样是自己的，都是大家共用。33节，使徒大有能力，见证主耶稣复活，众人也都蒙大恩，内中也没有一个缺乏的，因为人人将田产房屋都卖了，把所卖的价银拿来，放在使徒脚前，照各人所需用的分给各人。
None of the Christians felt that what they had was their own.
嗰时嘅基督徒冇觉得任何佢哋所拥有嘅系觉得佢系属于自己嘅。
They understood that everything came from God.
佢哋认为所有嘢都系由神而嚟嘅。
So they were able to give and share everything that they had with each other.
所以佢哋能够去同大家嚟到分享佢哋所拥有嘅。
So there was no poverty at that time.
所以当时佢哋冇缺乏。
Because of their support for one another.
因为他们能够互相去支持。
Today we should copy the same mutual support and encouragement as shown by the early believers.
今天我们都要仿效当时的信徒，他们的互相的鼓励和支持。
If any of our brothers or sisters are facing difficulties,
当我们见到弟兄姊妹面临困难，
we should try to help where we can.
我们尽我们所能的去帮助。
To help those with financial difficulties,
去帮一啲喺经济上面出现困难嘅。
Members can contribute to the love fund which the church has set up.
我哋可以奉献喺教会入边设立嘅爱心基金。
In church, we should ask after each other.
喺教会我哋要彼此嚟到关心。
A simple question like, "How are you?" shows our care and concern.
好簡單嘅一句你好嘛，就可以表達到我哋嘅關心同埋關懷。
Looking after members in the church is not just the job of the preacher.
照顧喺教會入邊弟兄姊妹唔係淨係傳道嘅工作。
We should all take an interest in each other's lives.
我哋都要去嚟到互相嘅彼此關心。
For example.
譬如話。
If we notice a brother or sister is no longer attending church services,
如果我们发现到有些弟兄姊妹他很久都没有来参加聚会了，
we should try to find out the reason,
我们可以找出的原因，
and encourage them to come back to church,
我们鼓励他们回来教会。
If we see any new faces in church,
如果我们在教会见到一些新的面孔，
we should try to talk to them,
我们可以跟他来聊聊天。
If we see someone living a lifestyle that would lead them away from God,
如果见到啲弟兄姊妹佢嘅生活可能会令到佢哋离开神，
it is our responsibility to help them see the result of their actions.
我哋就有责任去提醒佢佢哋嘅行为嘅后果系乜嘢。
We should not be judgmental.
我哋唔係做判斷，
but instead encourage them to return to God，
而係嚟到互相去鼓勵佢翻嚟去歸向神。
One form of support and encouragement is to pray for each other。
其中一種我哋可以互相鼓勵嘅方法係互相代禱。
The General Assembly in the United Kingdom has set up an email group called Prayer Circle。
喺英國嘅總會佢哋建立咗一個電郵嘅組，叫做禱告圈子。
And this facility allows members to email their prayer requests to all the church members in the UK。
呢個工具可以讓弟兄姊妹可以藉住電郵請求或作互相代禱嘅請求。
This is a wonderful facility to enable hundreds of brothers and sisters to pray for each other。
呢個一個好好工具，讓過百嘅弟兄姊妹可以互相嚟代求。
Prayer requests I have received in the past include，
我之前收過要請求代禱嘅。
Prayers of support for preachers who are in Africa to work，
包括咗要為喺非洲嚟到去工作嘅傳道人。
For brothers and sisters who are ill，
一啲身體欠安嘅弟兄姊妹。
And for brothers and sisters who have lost family members，
同埋或啲失去咗家庭成員嘅弟兄姊妹代禱。
Most recently I received a prayer request to pray for a sister who had nose cancer。
最近我收到一個電郵，知道要為一個患咗鼻咽癌嘅姊妹嚟代禱。
She left the United Kingdom to come to Hong Kong for treatment。
佢離開英國去到香港嚟到去做治療。
And through this email group，
透過呢個電郵嘅組，
all the church members in the UK knew to pray for her。
喺英國嘅弟兄姊妹都知道要去為佢代禱。
And she received great comfort because she also knew that all these many members were praying for her too。
好多嘅弟佢亦都感覺到好大嘅安慰，因為佢知道好多弟兄姊妹為佢代禱。
And furthermore, she was able to update her condition to everyone through this email group。
而且佢可以藉住呢個電郵嘅組別，可以話俾人聽佢最新嘅情況。
Through God's mercy and the prayers of everyone，
靠住神嘅憐憫同埋各位嘅代禱。
She has now recovered and has returned home to the UK。
佢已經康復同埋翻返去英國嘅屋企啦。
I am now living far away from the UK。
我而家離開英國好遠。
However, I am glad that I am able to support the church members over there through prayer。
但我好開心可以繼續幫忙喺教會嘅事上面可以幫忙代禱。
To pray for others is a wonderful way to encourage and show our love。
代禱一個好方法嚟到去喺教會為教會弟兄姊妹嚟到去互相嘅鼓勵。
In Paul's letter to the church at Colossae，
喺保羅對哥羅西教會嘅書信入邊
，He wrote to tell them that he was praying for them。
佢寫信話俾當地嘅信徒聽，佢哋保羅為佢哋代禱。
This must have brought great comfort and encouragement to the church members。
呢個一定會帶俾當地嘅信徒好大嘅安慰同埋鼓勵。
Let us turn to Colossians。
我睇哥羅西書。
Colossians chapter 1。
哥羅西書第一章。
Verses 9 to 10。
第九節到第十節。
Colossians chapter 1 verses 9 to 10。
哥羅西書第一章第九節到第十節。第九節。因此我們自從聽見的日子，也就為你們不住地禱告祈求，願你們在一切屬靈的智慧悟性上滿心知道神的旨意。十節，好叫你們行事為人對得起主，凡事蒙他喜悅，在一切善事上結果子，漸漸地多知道神。
Paul had never met the brothers and sisters at this church。
保羅沒有見到當地的弟兄姊妹。
But he prayed for them。
但他卻是為他們代禱。
So Paul's prayer teaches us how to pray for others。
保羅的這個禱告也教我們怎樣去為人來代禱。
So like Paul.
所以啊，我哋可以學習保羅。
We can pray that our brothers and sisters understand what God's will is for them.
我哋可以求神讓佢知道喺神嘅旨意。
We can also pray that they gain spiritual wisdom.
亦都求神讓佢哋得到啊屬靈嘅智慧。
We can also pray that they honor and please God.
我哋可以為佢代禱啊，讓佢哋可以得到神嘅喜悅。
And that they continue to do good and kind things to other people.
而且在人家身上做出很多的善事。
We should also pray with each other.
我们也可以来到去一起来到祷告。
Let us read what Jesus tells us about this form of encouragement.
我们看看主耶稣怎样教我们这个互相鼓励的方法。
Let us turn to Matthew.
我们看马太福音。
Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音十八章。
Verses 19 to 20.
十九节到二十节。
Matthew chapter 18, verses 19 to 20.
马太福音十八章十九节到二十节。十九节，我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人同在地上同心合意地求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。因为无论在哪里有两个两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
The most convincing reason for praying with other people is this promise from Jesus.
有一个可信的原因，为什么我们一起去一起来到祷告，就是因为这个主耶稣的承诺。
Jesus says that if two or more believers who pray together in one accord,
这里主耶稣说，如果你两心，中间有两个人同心合意，来到一起祷告，
their requests will be granted according to God's will.
他们的所求都能够照着神的旨意来成全。
Jesus often took his disciples with him to pray.
主耶稣常常带他的门徒来一起祷告。
The apostles often gathered together to pray with each other.
使徒也都同常常常一起来到去互相一起祷告。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 1.
我们看《使徒行传》第一章。
Acts chapter 1, verse 14.
使徒行传第一章十四节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 14.
使徒行传第一章十四节，十四节，这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄都同心合意地恳切祷告。
Let us also turn to the same book, Acts chapter 2, verse 42.
我们再来看使徒行传第二章的第四十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 42.
第二章的四十二节。都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、擘饼、祈祷。
Praying together is a wonderful experience Christians can have with each other.
一起弟兄姊妹一起祷告是一个很好的经验。
Many people receive joy in praying together.
很多人都靠住一起嚟祷告得到喜乐。
Someone once described praying together to be like sharing a banquet meal.
有人形容一起祷告是好似一起享用一个筵席一样。
Rather than eating a meal alone.
不是只是自己单独的孤单的食。
Eating together is not the same as eating alone.
一起来到去享用外餐同自己一起食是好有分别的。
What is missing is the company and the fellowship.
不同的地方就是缺乏了陪伴和团契。
Just like it is with prayer.
在祷告也都是一样。
Another way to show our love is to serve one another.
另一个方法去表达我们的爱就是去互相来对服侍。
Let us turn to Galatians.
看加太书。
Galatians chapter 5.
加太书第五章。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
Galatians.Chapter 5, verse 13.
加太书第五章十三节。第五章十三节，弟兄们， 你們蒙召是要得自由，只是不可將你們的自由當作放縱情慾的機會，總要用愛心 互相服侍。
This verse tells us that we should serve each other with love.
這節告訴你聽，我們要去用著愛心來到彼此服侍。
One of the teachings in the gospel which Jesus preached was that of serving others.
主耶穌傳的福音裡面，祂講到說要彼此服侍。
Let us turn to Mark chapter 10.
我們看馬可福音第十章。
Mark chapter 10.
馬可福音第十章。
Verse 45.
第四十五節。
Mark chapter 10, verse 45.
馬可福音第十章四十五節，四十五節，因為人子來並不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，並且要捨命作多人的贖價。
Jesus came to this world not to be served, but to serve others.
主耶穌來到世上不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
Jesus could have demanded service from us because he is the Son of God.
主耶穌可以要求我們服侍祂，因為祂是神的兒子。
But he chose to be a servant.
但祂卻是選擇成為一個仆人。
And he even gave his life for us in the way that a servant was willing to die for his master.
祂甚至願意犧牲祂的生命，好像一個仆人為祂的主人來犧牲一樣。
So his sacrifice should make us do the same for our brothers and sisters.
所以他的犧牲可以作為我們弟兄姊妹來到學習。
We should help each other.
我們要應該互相來幫助。
And we should consider the needs of our brothers and sisters as being just as important as our own needs.
我們要看其他人弟兄姊妹的需要跟我們的需要一樣那麼重要。
A good example in the Bible of serving others is Dorcas.
在聖經上面記載一個好好的例子，嚟到佢能夠互相服侍嘅就係多加。
And her story is recorded in the Book of Acts.
多加嘅故事記載喺使徒行傳入邊。
Okay, let's turn to Acts chapter 9.
我哋睇使徒行傳第九章。
Acts chapter 9 verse 36.
使徒行傳第九章第三十六節。
Acts chapter 9 verse 36。
使徒行傳第九章三十六節。第九章三十六節，在約伯有一個女徒，名叫大比大，翻希臘話就是多加，她廣行善事，多施周濟。
So Dorcas was her brother's keeper because she served others.Out of her love for God.
多加是能夠守望他弟兄，因為他能夠去互相因為神的愛能夠互相來服侍。
She was always doing kind things for other people.
他經常都為其他人來做一些善事。
She helped the poor and made garments for the widows.
他幫助窮人，而且為一些寡婦來做衣服。
And when she died, many of the people she had helped were very upset and cried for her.
當多加去世的時候，很多人都為她來到去傷心，同埋為她哭泣。
A third way to show our love is to edify one another.
第三個來到去表達我們的愛心，就是來到互相造就。
We should help build up each other's faith.
我們要去互相建立對方的信心。
We should not do anything that will destroy the relationship we have with our brothers and sisters.
我們不可以做任何事來到破壞我們弟兄姊妹互相的關係。
Sometimes we may be hurting our brothers and sisters by what we say and do without even realizing it.
有時我們會藉著我們所做的或者所講的傷害到弟兄姊妹，甚至我們有時不知道。
We need to be more sensitive.To each other's feelings.
我們要去對於別人的感受要比較敏感一些。
For example, with our speech.
譬如說我們所說的言語。
Let us turn to Proverbs.
我們看箴言。
Chapter 11.
第十一章。
Proverbs chapter 11 verse 9.
箴言第十一章第九節。
Proverbs chapter 11 verse 9.
箴言十一章第九節，十一章九節， 不敬虔的人用口败坏邻舍，二人却因知识得救。
Wise Solomon knew that our mouths could be used to either hurt relationships or build them up.
所罗门王他知道我们的口可以去造就别人，或者甚至可以破坏互相的关系。
There is a story about a little boy who had a bad temper.
有个故事关于一个小孩，他脾气很差。
And one day, his father gave him some nails and a hammer.
有一天他爸爸给了一个啲钉同埋一个锤仔俾佢。
And he told his son.
佢话俾佢个仔听。
That every time he got angry, he was to hammer a nail into the wall.
话俾佢听，你当发一次脾气嘅时候，就将一钉钉喺墙上面。
And he did this for several weeks.
佢做呢件事做咗几个星期。
And soon the boy discovered that it was easier to hold his temper than to hit the nails into the wall.
然后这个小孩子他发现到自己可控制自己的情绪比较将钉钉在墙上面比较容易。
And as the boy learned to control his anger,
因为他可以控制自己的脾气了。
The number of nails in the wall gradually decreased.
在墙上面的钉慢慢的变得少。
Finally, the day came when the boy did not lose his temper at all.
后来有一天他终于他没再发脾气了。
And he told his father about it.
然后他告诉他爸爸听这件事。
And his father told his son to pull out one nail for each day that he did not get angry.
然后他爸爸告诉他，如果你有一天他没发脾气的话，他没发脾气的话，他就可以将粒钉掹出来。
And after a few weeks,
然后过了几个星期之后，
the boy was able to tell his father that all the nails were pulled out.
男仔他终可以告诉爸爸听，所有的在墙上面的钉已经被掹出来了。
So the father took his son to look at the wall.
然后爸爸带他的儿子去墙前面看。
And the father said to the son,
然后爸爸对儿子说，
You have done well,
你做得好好啊，
but look at the holes in the wall.
但你看看墙上面的一些的窿，
the wall will never be the same again.
这块墙不会好像以前一样了已经。
So when you say things in anger,
所以当你发怒的时候所讲的东
西， they leave a scar just like the holes in the wall.
就好似喺墙上面留下一啲疤痕一样。
So as brothers and sisters in Christ,
所以喺作为喺主内嘅弟兄姊妹，
we need to watch what we say to each other.
我哋要小心我哋所讲对人哋所讲嘅嘢。
A verbal wound is as bad as a physical one.
言语上嘅一啲嘅疤痕就好似身体上嘅疤痕一样咁严重。
Elder James warned us about our speech.
雅各长老提醒我们我们言语上面的。
Let us turn to James.
我们看雅各书。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
James, chapter 3.
雅各书第三章。
Verses 2 to 6.
第二节到第六节。
James, chapter 3, verses 2 to 6.
雅各书第三章第二节到第六节。第二节。原来我们在许多事上都有过失，有人在言语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。第三节，我们若把嚼环放在马嘴里，叫他顺服，就能调动他的全身。看那船只虽然甚大，又被大风吹逼，只用小小的舵就随着掌舵的意思转动。第五节，这样舌头在百体里也是最小的，却能说大话。看啊，最小的火能点着最大的树林。第六节，舌头就是火，在我们百体中，舌头是个罪恶的世界，能污秽全身，也能把生命的轮子点起来，并且是从地狱里点着的。
So Elder James compared the damage the tongue can do to a raging fire.
所以呢度雅各长老比喻舌头上面所做嘅创伤好似火一样。
So We must therefore be careful with what we say, so we don't offend or hurt our brothers and sisters in the church.
所以我哋喺教会入边要小心我哋所讲嘅，唔好嚟到去攻击或者系伤到其他人。
Being our brother's keeper means we should not become a stumbling block to them.
看守我哋嘅弟兄嘅就系我哋唔好作弟兄嘅绊脚石。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians.
我哋睇哥林多前书。
Chapter 8.
第八章。
1 Corinthians chapter
8. 哥林多前书第八章。
Verses 9 to 13.
第九节到十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 9 to 13.
哥林多前书第八章第九节到十三节。第九节，只是你们要谨慎，恐怕你们这自由竟成为那软弱人的绊脚石。亦有人见你这有知识的在偶像的庙里坐席，这人的良心若是软弱，岂不放胆去吃那祭偶像之物么？因此基督为他死的那软弱弟兄，也就因你的知识沉沦了。十二节，你们这样得罪弟兄们，伤了他们软弱的良心，就是得罪基督。所以食物若叫我弟兄跌倒，我就永远不吃肉，免得叫我弟兄跌倒了。
So Paul explained the importance of Christian responsibility to the Corinthian church.
所以保罗呢度解释到点解基督徒喺哥林多教会嘅责任系几咁重要。
He explained how actions of some believers were causing others to stumble and to sin.
他解釋到點解一啲信徒嘅行為會令到其他嘅信徒會跌倒同埋犯罪。
So likewise today.
所以今日我哋同樣。
We need to be aware that our actions could cause weaker Christians to sin.
我哋要小心我哋嘅行為，因為可能會令到啲軟弱嘅弟兄姊妹跌倒。或者是犯罪。
So we must be careful with what we say and do.
所以我們要對我們所說的話所做的非常小心。
And we must not be the reason for our brother or sister to fall in their faith.
我們不要成為弟兄姊妹在信仰上跌倒的原因。
Let us look back at 1 John chapter 3 verse 18.
我再看回來約翰一約一書的第三章。
1 John Chapter 3, verse 18.
約翰一書三章十八節。
It tells us here that we are to love not in word or speech, but in deed and in truth.
呢度話俾佢聽，我哋相愛不要只在言語和舌頭上，總要在行為和誠實上。
So what does this mean?
呢個點解咧
？To love indeed means that we must do rather than just talk about love.
我哋要喺行為上相愛，即係。解釋到我哋要去要行為去要行動出嚟，唔係淨係講。
And to love in truth means to love according to God's commandments。
喺誠實上面，你彼此相愛，亦都係帶住我哋要靠住神嘅律例嚟到去彼此相愛。
That is to love others the same way God loves us。
正如。我彼此相愛，正如神愛我哋一樣。
We must learn and show our love to our brothers and sisters.
我哋要學習嚟到去向我哋弟兄姊妹表達愛。
A brother's keeper is one who understands and applies the kind of love and sacrifice Jesus made for us.
守望弟兄嘅就能夠明白同埋應用主耶穌為我哋犧牲嘅愛。
In today's society,
喺今日社會入邊。
The every man for himself attitude is very common.
每人只係顧自己呢個態度係非常之普遍。
People will tell you that they have got enough to do just looking after themselves.
佢哋會同你講話，我哋顧自己已經好夠啦。
Or that they do not have time to care about other people.
或者佢哋會話我冇時間去顧其他人喎。
However, as Christians, we should have a different attitude.
但作為基督徒嘅我哋要有唔同嘅態度。
We should love our church brothers and sisters.
我哋要愛我哋喺教會嘅弟兄姊妹。
We should encourage each other.
我哋互相鼓勵。
We should pray for each other and with each other.
我哋要互相代禱同埋一齊嚟到禱告。
We should serve each other.
我哋要互相服侍。
And we should edify each other.
亦都要彼此嚟造就。
As a final reminder,
作為最後嘅提醒。
Let us all turn to 1 John.
我哋再睇約翰一書。
Chapter 4.
第四章。
Verses 20 to 21.
第二十節到二十一節。
First John chapter 4 verses 20 to 21.
約翰一書第四章二十節到二十一節。二十節。人若說我愛神，卻恨他的弟兄，就是說謊話的；不愛他所看見的弟兄，就不能愛沒有看見的神。愛神的也當愛弟兄，這是我們從神所受的命令。
So the real test of our love for God is how we treat the people we can see.
對於我們對神的愛，就可以從我們怎樣去愛我們所見到的人來做一個測試。
And if we love our brothers and sisters just like how we love God,
我們能夠愛弟兄姊妹好像愛神一樣，
then we are all our brothers' keepers.
那我們就是能夠作為弟兄的守望者了。
So may God help us all.
所以求神來幫助我們。
And may all glory be given to our Lord Jesus.
願神來一切榮耀歸給神。
Let us sing hymn 127.
再來唱詩127首。